Good morning. Welcome to Guests, Working Friends, Community. Welcome to Morning Prayer. If you don't know me, I'm James. I've been a member of community for a little bit. And let's just pause for a moment and come into God's presence. So, starting with the liturgy. The world belongs to God, the earth and all its people. How good and lovely it is to live together in unity. Love and faith come together. Justice and peace join hands. If the Lord's disciples keep silent, these stones would shout aloud. God, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Almighty God, maker of all, I believe, help my unbelief. Jesus Christ, Son of God, I believe, help my unbelief. Holy Spirit, breath of life, I believe, help my unbelief. In silence, let us remember our faults and our failings. We confess to God Almighty, and in the presence of all God's people, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and we pray to God Almighty to have mercy on us. May God Almighty have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, and give us time to amend our lives. Turn again, O God, and quicken us, that your people may rejoice in you. Make a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give us again the joy of your help. With your spirit of freedom, sustain us. And now, in whatever version or language comes most naturally to you, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So today's reading is a fairly short one. It's Matthew 8, 14 to 17. In the Chapel Bibles, that's 973. So Matthew 8, 14. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill. I don't know how you feel when we read about Jesus healing people. Unfortunately, my first reaction was I got kind of jealous. I've lived with a couple of medical conditions for quite a long time. I've been to healing services. I've done lots of different things, and yet my skin is still quite a mess. You may not see it, but that's because the majority of you will never see me without trousers on. And there's a few other medical conditions as well where I have spent a lot of time praying and trying to be good. And we see these stories, and that's not what it took. We see some of the stories of people being brought to Jesus and no mention of even their faith. It was purely God's gift. I picked the liturgy because help my unbelief. Lord, I'm sorry for when I've been jealous. And then to verse 17 kind of throws that spirit of jealousy into a different light. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. That little sentence sounds fairly innocuous, but I'm going to buzz to Isaiah 53, where that comes from. So the bit that this is talking about actually starts in 52, but see, my servant will act wisely. He'll be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. So when we read of where the context lies with that, it's very hard to retain that spirit of jealousy. Jesus didn't have to come to earth for us. He chose to. And he chose who would get that healing. I'm just going to leave a moment of silence for that for a bit. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. Was kind of some not particularly fun thoughts for the last morning of Summerfest 1. As we go through a little bit further into Matthew 8, there will be some celebrating. Right now, it can be good to just sit with some thoughts that make us uncomfortable for a bit. So let's go back to liturgy. Lord, we've had some time for quiet. You've seen all the thoughts that have gone through people's minds. And Lord, we ask that you bring this all together. So Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each to whom to me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me on my left and my right. So after our period of reflection, let's go into the day and have some fun. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will not offer to God offerings that cost us nothing. Go in peace and serve the Lord. We will seek peace and pursue it. Glory to the Creator and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.